From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled Principles of Spiritual Warfare, part of a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought taken from Morning by Morning by Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Angels are the unseen attendants of the saints of God. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Loyalty to their Lord leads them to take a deep interest in the children of His love. They rejoice over the return of the prodigal to his father's house below, and they welcome the advent of the believer to the king's palace above. In olden times, the sons of God were favored with their visible appearance, and at this day, although unseen by us, heaven is still opened, and the angels of God ascend and descend upon the Son of Man, that they may visit the heirs of salvation. Seraphim still fly with live coals from off the altar to touch the lips of men greatly beloved. If our eyes could be opened, we should see horses of fire and chariots of fire about the servants of the Lord. For we have come to an innumerable company of angels, who are all watchers and protectors of the seed royal. To what dignity are the chosen elevated when the bright courtiers of heaven become their willing servitors? Into what communion are we raised, since we have intercourse with spotless celestials? How well are we defended, since all the 20,000 chariots of God are armed for our deliverance. To whom do we owe all this? Let the Lord Jesus Christ forever be endeared to us, for through Him we are made to sit in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. He it is whose camp is round about them that fear Him. He is the true Michael, whose foot is upon the dragon. All hail Jesus, Thou angel of Jehovah's presence, to thee this family offers its morning vows.
Did not he call us from both himself?
Are you seeking to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, but sometimes hesitant because of questions you may be asked? To assist you in your efforts at personal evangelism, Let the Bible Speak is happy to offer a DVD featuring Dr. Alan Cairns answering such questions as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions in this DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, he responds to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to provide you free of charge this DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's words for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Please note that because of the increased cost of international postage, we are unable to mail materials outside the continental United States. In Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, we find Joshua alone at night near Jericho, deep in thought about the battles that lay before Israel. At that point, he received a visit from the captain of the Lord of Hosts, a pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. This was the third in a series of spiritual preparations for the conquest of Canaan. The rite of circumcision and the feast of the Passover had been reinstituted. Now the Lord himself came to Joshua to remind him that although physical activity was necessary in the Lord's work, there must first be a meeting with the God of heaven and earth. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, for God's people, earthly battles must be fought on spiritual grounds. The first lesson Joshua had to learn here was the reality of the spiritual world. As the Apostle Paul reminded the Ephesian Christians, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The power of hell is real, but so is the power of our God. Now to continue this message, Principles of Spiritual Warfare, here is Dr. Cairns.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Sum it all up, spiritual wickedness. That's what we wrestle against. Principalities and powers. Those are angelic forces, fallen angelic forces. But it's all summed up in spiritual wickedness. That's what we're wrestling against. And that's why he told the Corinthians that carnal weapons are no use in this. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now he's saying there are strongholds to be assaulted. There are imaginations to be cast down. There are high things that have exalted themselves against the knowledge of God, and they must be challenged and defeated, brought into captivity to Christ. But we must recognize that the battle is fundamentally a spiritual affair. Think of the evidence of Scripture. Colossians 1:13, the nations of this world lie in the power of darkness. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, the people of this world are blinded by the god of this age. Now that's the real nature of the battle we're engaged in. Behind idolatry and idols stands Satan. The power of darkness is real. The power of darkness is never more real than when it appears to be unreal. When people can only focus on the visible, on the physical, and they dismiss the very thought of the supernatural and the unseen and the spiritual, that spiritual power is never more real and never more dangerous than at that time. Very often what is presented in merely earthly terms, what's presented, for instance, as the result of human progress, or the advancement of human thinking or culture, or the necessary result of human discovery. Very often, what's thus presented is really just the powers of hell in disguise. I don't want to digress too far, but in many areas, there has been a great deal of human progress. And all true human progress has come from God. I have no hesitation in saying that everything that is good in the modern world is exclusively the result of the bright light of the gospel. That is not to say that every discovery made was made by a sea of man, but it is to say that the entire environment in which those discoveries could be made was created by the gospel and by nothing else. Nowadays, however, art, science, history, and philosophy have all become arguments against the Bible and against God and against the gospel. They're presented as the fruit of man's quest to be free from his weak and childish ideas from the past. In his maturity, he needs no God but himself. I want to tell you, it's all a delusion. Behind the human lies the satanic. Satan is still blinding the minds of them that believe not. And worse still, God is giving many of them up to their chosen delusions. As he says in Romans 1:28, as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Writing to the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12, Paul speaks of the revelation of that wicked one, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. And then this awful statement, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Let's learn this. The activity of the dark and evil powers of hell is real. And so real indeed that men can sin away their very opportunity of grace. The movement of the powers of hell is real. But thank God, the activity of the Spirit of God is just as real. Joshua saw the captain of the Lord's, notice the word, host. And he had to realize then and there that there were armies which human eyes couldn't see. There were powers at work which human faculties could not discern. Now, that's a tremendous realization for the people of God. Wasn't that the secret of the early church? In Acts chapter 1, just before His ascension, the Lord Jesus said to His disciples, "Wait for the promise of the Father, which ye have received of Me." He said, "Ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence." And then in verse 8, He says, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll be witnesses unto Me." Wasn't this the secret of the early church? That though ranged against them were the multitude of the powers of hell, yet with them there was the mighty reality of the power of God, so much so that we're told in Acts 3:14 that the chief priests could say nothing against the apostles' work. In Acts 6 we are told that they were not able to resist the wisdom and spirit by which Stephen spoke. There was an unseen but nonetheless mighty potent exercise of divine energy with the people of God as the Holy Spirit, unseen by the eyes of men, but very visible in the results He produced, moved through His dedicated servants. The result of it was, Acts 5:14, believers were added the more to the church, multitudes both of men and of women. Acts 6 verse 7, the word of God increased and the number of disciples was multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Acts 12:24 says, the word of God grew and multiplied. And Acts 13:48 brings it into the whole realm of the total sovereignty of God's power and purpose. As many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the devil could do nothing to stop it. There was power. Let me tell you, this has been true in every great revival. You look at the revivals of history. And as God burdened His people about revival, He brought them always to see something beyond what was visible to the carnal gaze. He brought them to be interested in something much more real and something much more important than what was visible and tangible in the world. He brought them to recognize the reality of the spiritual world and of the great spiritual matters that world brings to our attention. They realized what it was to battle hell. In every revival, they have had to battle hell in all its wickedness, subtlety, and fury. But in every revival, they have known the power of the captain of the Lord's host, who came to do battle for His own cause, for His own truth, and for his own name. The reality of Christ's power, thank God, is still the same today. We must not reduce the work of God to a mere human level. We must not focus on the human level to such an extent that we miss the truth here. Oh, there is a human element. When you look at the case of Joshua, Joshua didn't become redundant when the captain of the Lord's host revealed himself. In fact, Joshua became more active than ever before once the Lord revealed himself. Let me say this very clearly. We will have a human element. You and I have got to work as if everything depended on our work. We have got to pray as if everything depended on our praying. We have got to expend our energies as if everything was dependent on how well we did our job. But we can do that because we know beyond anything we are or can do, there's the power of God. What I want you to recognize is that if you are going to be involved in the work of the gospel at any level and in any way and to any degree, you will not only face the natural depravity of man, and let's be realistic about this, if the devil were suddenly to pass out of existence tomorrow, man would not be one whit less wicked than he is today. He is still totally and absolutely depraved. But you will not, as you set out to serve the Lord, you will not only have the opposition of the depravity of man, you will have the opposition of all the fury and subtlety of hell. But thank God, He has made available to us all the power of the captain of the Lord's host. He has made available to us the reality of the baptism of power from on high. There is such a thing as spiritual power. We must labor, but we must know the reality of God's power as we labor. That's the first thing that we must learn and recognize as we fight the Lord's battle. The second thing we must recognize is that victory is assured before the battle commences. Victory's assured before the battle commences. The captain of the Lord's host was there outside Jericho to fight the battle. Now that was a tremendous recognition for Joshua to make. The captain of the Lord's host is here. He's here to fight the battle that I'm about to get into. He's here as the captain of the host. Every power in heaven, earth, and hell is subject unto him. Thus Joshua could conclude, the outcome of this contest is not in doubt. Oh, I have got to fight. I have got to put my life on the line. I have got to do everything that a soldier must do in any battle, but it's glorious to know as I enter into the battle that the victory is already assured. That's how Joshua could think. And thank God that's how we can think. It's a realization that you and I need to grasp. Every spiritual power is under the control of the Lord Jesus Christ, the captain of the Lord's host. Every spiritual power. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, without exception. Paul told the Ephesians that God raised Christ from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Peter told the young Christians of his day who were going through tremendous opposition from the powers of hell. He said, Christ is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. What a glorious truth. Every spiritual power is under his control. Not only so, but every human agency and every human action are under his control. Daniel 4:35 tells me that he does his will not only among the armies of heaven, but among the inhabitants of the earth. And every human agency is controlled by him. Every human action is controlled by him. Governments are controlled by him. The officials of those governments are controlled by him. Even the enemies of the actions of the enemies of the gospel are controlled by him. And all that they do against the gospel fully makes part of his overall plan to advance the gospel.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.